Is that like fact finder, or like sort of quick facts on that census?
It's a census reporter website.
Okay, yeah. There's like a
there we go.
Okay.
You good? We're on?
We're on up.
All right. Shall we rise and do the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. This is the August 16th, 2021 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the Municipal Building, the front door of the Public Safety Building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Absent.
No competition
now? No.
Very difficult. It's difficult from here.
I know. It's not a fair fight.
Mr. Higgins?
Absent.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Millay?
Present.
Mr. Scheich?
Absent.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. I'll note at least now there is nobody from the public. Well, we hope somebody will come, but at least at this point. First up, we have meeting minutes, June 7, 2021. These were distributed earlier with the meeting materials. Does anybody have any?
I had no comments, but I'm looking in a certain direction.
Ms. Kleinhans sent me a couple of minor changes, and I have made those. And then just to clarify, Sue, for the vote on the vouchers, the motion was Mr. Semay, and it was seconded by Mr. Higgins.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
So thank you, Mr. Millay. Is there a second for the minutes? Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Roll call, please.
Hold on one second. Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. So we've got a couple of resolutions tonight. The first one is Clinton LIHTC Urban Renewal LLC, Clinton Woods, 1355 Route 31, Block 82, Lot 4.03. This is application PB 2021-06, Resolution 202107. This is a resolution memorializing the grant of amended preliminary and final major site plan approval and amended preliminary and final major subdivision approval, a C2 variance for accessory structure setback, an exception from the tree replacement design standard requirement, and carryover of relief previously granted to allow construction of 100% affordable housing project referred to as the Clinton Woods Apartments. So this resolution was distributed as part of the material package. Katie, I think this one is version
4.
Nothing changed since that version 4, correct?
Correct. I have one small... In the title, the word replacement is missing an E.
Gotta fix that.
So from tree replacement, it's like right in the center of the fourth line down in the resolution memorializing ..
Yep. Anybody else have any questions or comments or concerns if you haven't already provided?
Not here.
No, not hearing any. Is there a...
What we talked about before on page 4, Hunterdon Regional High School becomes North Hunterdon High School.
Yeah, is that the one? I'm sorry. We were talking about that. Page 4.
It's the fourth line. It's clear, I don't know. And 9 is clear line from the dialogue.
Can you hear that, Katie?
Surrounding Delta Development.
Yeah, I heard the first one. Can you say that one again?
So on page 4, third line from the bottom, instead of Hunterdon Regional High School, we would like to change it to North Hunterdon High School.
Yeah, or even North Hunterdon Regional, but I think it should be North. It should be North Hunterdon because it's not. There's no name of Hunterdon.
Okay, so it's going to change on page 4, third line to North Hunterdon Regional
High School.
High School.
Is that the only place we saw it in there, Sue?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. So with those two fairly minor edits, is there a motion?
Seconded.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call, please.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sinek.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. next one is the Ingerman Development Company, LLC, Block 70, Lot 6 and 601, 1726 and 1730, Route 31, application PB 202107, Resolution 202108. This one is preliminary major site plan approval, a C1 variance for retaining wall height, and an exception from the tree replacement requirement to allow construction of an inclusionary multifamily development. And this one, there was a final version four that just came out the other day, if I remember. Is that correct?
I thought 3 was the last one. Katie, is there a version 4?
There's a version 4 that you have. It's up. It's been in the box with track changes on it.
Okay.
So it's, yes. So okay. Kevin, that should have your track changes. It's just listed as volume version 4.
Okay, yes.
So that's been up there, yes. So that was distributed, and that's up there. It says track changes.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to open it. I think there was one thing on there that was just the... I talked to the John on it. I think he shared it with them where it just removed the sentence that says, if possible or something. The applicant agreed to it, so there's no reason to leave it vague.
Okay, we'll confirm that. I recall what you're, I know what you're talking. That was the last change, I think you're correct.
Yeah, I can't get it to open on my box, but that's...
Me either. Yeah, it's not opening in my box either, but that, I believe that's correct.
Okay.
And then also in the title on this one, the word replacement, again, is missing an E.
Apparently we need some help with that.
Yeah, there's something about the tree replacement.
It doesn't spell check in when you're all, when it's in all caps, so it's just, I don't know why.
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I was wondering, I was going to say, why isn't the spell checker flagging?
Yeah,
it doesn't pick up titles sometimes. Like, I've noticed that because at this point, like, sometimes, I mean, I try to be very, you know, we try, but a lot of times when you, you know, I read over the titles and I find extra mistakes in the titles because they don't, it doesn't pick them up, so.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Learn something every day.
Yep.
All right. So, with that, with those changes, fairly minor, is there a motion to approve this resolution?
So moved.
Thank you, Sue. I'll second it if no one else will. Is there a roll call?
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
I don't believe I'm eligible for the Ingerman resolution.
Yeah, you're not on
yes,
the list.
Yes, you're right. Sorry about that.
I might have to go back and vote for the Pearl if you need me, but I can figure that out there.
Oh, I must have reversed it. Okay. And Mr. Sinek.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to redo the vote so that
no,
we can...
No, just leave it.
Okay.
Unless you, I don't know if you vote now, but I... Leave it. All right. So I will note again that there is nobody from the public here. It's a good thing because there is no public hearing materials. There's really not much more. We have some vouchers, right, Denise? They were out on the communication. I've reviewed them, and I'm okay with them. Anybody have any questions or concerns with the vouchers? If not, I'll make the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Brian, is that you?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. That's okay, thank you. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't looking up.
You wouldn't have seen my mouth in the thing.
That's right, yeah. Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Ms. Johnson?
Affirmative.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
And Mr. Millay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. So, any reports? Anything from council that's worth the...
It was a tree light meeting we had last week. The majority of it, we dealt with a... I don't know if I've reported on it before, but an issue with the basketball court project. So we were replacing the basketball court at Bunt because they had some significant cracking and just general maintenance issues. And when they dug them up, fairly recently after, fairly shortly after they had been built, when they dug it up, they found that the ground underneath was soft and had not been properly treated to address such softness. So we have had a changer that we dealt with. So that project's back to moving again. And we hired a new construction code official, starts in September. And we hired a confidential secretary for the office, for the municipal offices. So that brings that building back up a little bit in terms of staffing to replace some that we've lost. And we have two openings on public works. We had one leave earlier this year who we had a posting for, and then Joe Borowski retired. So we now have two openings and not a ton of interest. So if anybody knows anybody who might be interested in a public works position, it's going to be tough in general, and roads, you name it. So, but we are looking.
Good.
What's the time for that?
It's 35 hours a week, typically. Yeah.
They work like a 6 to 30.
I think the biggest challenge on those is there's overtime when there's snow or leaves, but otherwise, it's been a pretty steady workforce over the years.
Yes,
it really has. Yeah. Once we get, you know.
What about the new code official now?
He was previously a code official in Pennington and Hopewell Township. He happens to live in the township.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that?
Sure.
Tom Petto is his name.
Huh. That's interesting, because... Yeah. All right.
Looking
forward to it. Ordinance subcommittee.
Yeah, we're close, I think. Mostly, again, you talked about this last time. We're mostly using the Reading language, very similar to the Reading language.
Do you mean for like the technical review committee?
Yes, I did scale the code in a couple of different languages from Robbinsville, a few other places. I think we're close. So hopefully in the next.
Yeah, it's definitely something we'd like to have the council. We do run out of time a little bit at the end of the year. But we can probably squeeze it in. I'd like to see that bit, though.
Yes, I think
much easier.
Good.
Yeah, actually, Bill Glaser came in a few weeks ago to my office And he reviewed with me what you guys have been going over, and we came up with a couple other little things to discuss.
All the new powers you're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll see.
Good. I had a conflict, so I missed the last Environmental Commission, but I don't know that there was much new. They provided some comments about the one of these applications. Oh, the Ingerman application. I did see most of, when I read it quickly, most of their questions were brought up and discussed, so that's about it. Anybody else have anything to add? 7:16.
Not a record.
No.
Not bad.
I would say if nobody has anything else.
Is he dance back? Which end is it at? Is
it? Into the air.
Thank you all. Anybody, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Good
night.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for
We'll see you soon.
Thanks for driving down.